Yoshua Perek Yudches Pasuk Tes. So the three-man groups from each of the Shvatim, the triads, have been sent out of the seven Shvatim who had not yet received their portions to go and traverse the land, put a written description together, and bring it back for submission so that Yoshua can then cast the lots before HaKadosh Baruch Hu to confirm which Shevet gets which Chelek. Vayelcho Anoshim. And so the men went, Vayavru Ba'aretz, and they passed through the land, including land that had not been conquered yet, showing a great deal of faith in Yehoshua's promise that they would come back safe. Vayichtavuha le'orim l'shiva chalokim al sefer. And they described it in writing according to the cities of the seven parts, in a sefer, in a book, meaning basically just in writing. Metsudos David says, when one shevet got a big city, other shvatim would get two small cities to compensate for that. So there's an even-handedness about the divisions. Vayavo el Yoshua el Machane Shiloh, and they came back to Yoshua to the Machane in Shiloh. So it's interesting, scouting parties are a big part of the history of Klal Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael, from the original Meraglim that went tragically to the two Meraglim, Pinchas and Kalev, that Yehoshua sent back at the beginning of this Sefer, and now to scouts going out, advance parties, to go and write up the map of how it's going to look. Pasuk Yud, Vayashlech Lohem Yehoshua Gorol B'Shiloh, and Yehoshua cast lots for them in a Gorol, in Shiloh, Lifnei Hashem, before Hashem. It is interesting that Elazar Kohen Gadol is not mentioned. He was mentioned earlier every time we talked about doing the Gorol. The Ma'am Loez actually suggests that perhaps the divisions had already been made by Gorol but weren't mentioned in the Nach until now. The divisions here are the divisions of the Chelek that they already had received into individual-sized portions and subdivisions for the families, but the Abarbanel disagrees completely. He says that the Gorol that's being mentioned here is on how much territory they're going to get, not where. So it's kind of interesting that the Abarbanel disagrees with the Ma'am Loez on aspects of it, but agrees that the general locations were in fact predetermined. So it seems to be everybody agrees that something happened earlier, so that the Shvatim knew basically where they were going already by the time they got to the events that are reported in this perek. Vayichalek Sham Yehoshua es ha'aretz l'vnei Yisrael kimachlik osam. And so there in Shiloh, Yehoshua apportioned the land for B'nai Yisrael according to their chalokim, according to their divisions. The Metzudas David says, according to the divisions that we're going to start to describe now, because we still have seven shvatim that we didn't go through. The first of the shvatim of the final seven who are going to be brought down is Shevet Binyamin, and they're going to take up most of the remainder of this perek. Vayal goral mate b'nei Binyamin l'mishpachosam. And so the lottery draw for Shevet Binyamin came up according to their families. Vayetze gvul goralam bein b'nei Yehuda uvein b'nei Yosef. And the boundary of their portion, of their lot, of their lottery pick, ended up lying between B'nai Yehuda on the south and B'nai Yosef on the north, and also on the east, although it'll mention it later as we start drawing the actual boundaries. On the east side is going to be the Yarden. The west side is going to be a deal of difficulty because it doesn't go quite to the Yam. There's some land next to it. You'll see there's a picture, hopefully, that should go with today and the next several days that shows that it's kind of a right angle shape at the end with an extension on the top in the north, but in the south it just kind of cuts off. We're right outside the city of Nov. Binyamin also had a little bit of excess land that stuck out a little bit because Yerushalayim, as we know, was shared, in a manner of speaking, between Yehuda and Binyamin. And so a little bit like Lahavda, like Washington, D.C., right between Maryland and Virginia, that complicates the boundary a little bit. Vayilohem ha-gavul lefas tzafona. And so their border on the northern side was min ha-yardain. It started on the east with the Jordan River. Ve'olah ha-gavul el-kesef Yericho mitzafon. And then ascended to the northern side of Yericho. And so if you look on the map, you will see if you start from the right-hand part of the map by the J in Jordan, and then you start going slightly diagonally leftward, you'll see Yericho over there. on that northern boundary, the Olavahar Yama, and then it ascended westward to the Har, to the mountain. So what we are describing here, as Binyamin gets its lottery, is that we start with the northern border going up towards Yericho, and then we go up westward to the mountain, to the Har. The Har is not identified on this particular map, but there's that long diagonal leftward line trending upwards toward Beis Evan. So presumably that's what we're talking about. And here we are. V'hayu totzosav midbara, Beis Evan. And the enlargement, meaning it got wider, diagonally up a little northward to the wilderness, to the midbar of Beis Evan. And there you could see it over on the left-hand, sort of in the center of the map, where Beis Evan is. And that's the very edge where it's going to take a sudden turn down southward again.